resolution by Supervisor Weishan creating a policy for informing policymakers regarding Milwaukee County voting on a standing joint review board as it relates to tax improvement districts.
Supervisor Weishan, this is your resolution, so please, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Colleagues, what you have before you is just an information gathering tool. Milwaukee County participates in literally dozens of different tax incremental financing districts throughout Milwaukee County. We have a representative on the Joint Review Board. This just is requesting that they compile a report and report back to this committee on their activities and to better inform the committee. And then if the product of that report, I would hope that if the committee finds that useful, that then we could look forward to making it more of a like quarterly type report or annual report on TIF activity in Milwaukee County. Thank you.
Any members? Supervisor Johnson?
I move to adopt item four, resolution for item four, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All questions. Yeah.
Anyone else? Supervisor Schmidt, did you have a question?
Yes. The question would be, like we're getting reports and for personnel about, classifications and things like this. So we get this report, and what do we do with it then? I mean, do we have any power to reevaluate, look at it? I mean, is it the decisions that are being made before we get this report? Is it not? So that I'm a little confused what the ramifications are, all what good this will be for us, or how can this help us? Could you answer that, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, thank you,
Madam Chair.
Supervisor, Madam Chair. The positive is it's just basic information that decisions are being made by a county representative on whether or not tax dollars should be supported for different projects. It gives us a greater understanding of Milwaukee County's involvement in economic development in Milwaukee County. There was a last couple reports where they claimed that Milwaukee had little to no impact on economic development. The fact is, we sit on these joint review boards, we take votes, we do a lot of things to support economic development in this area. I think that compiling a report to say what we've done, not only in the past, but what we have sort of like in the pipeline and going forward, is a positive to say Milwaukee County does this for economic development. And like I said, if you find the report useful, then maybe we can develop something that would be annual or semi-annual. But to get the information out there of the positive things we do for economic development and our activities on these TIF districts.
Supervisor Schmidt, you still have it. Supervisor Meehl.
Who appoints the individuals that sit on the district board?
Well, it is my understanding that the county executive is our representative or his designee, and it's my understanding that we have the economic development director as a designee.
Okay, how many boards do you sit on and deal with the TIFs?
The answer is I go to a JRB, a Joint Review Board meeting, about once a month. But let me give you the detail so you understand how to quantify what that actually means. So it's a state statute that indicates that the county executive appoints their representative to the Joint Review Boards. Since my tenure here, there have been three JRB groups that have been convened, and the county executive has chosen me as the representative for each of those JRB boards. But he has the authority to appoint anyone. So he has chosen for these JRBs, and the understanding going forward is that I will be the rep on future JRBs going forward. There are dozens of tax incremental districts throughout the county. They are numerically ordered, and I believe, like the city of Milwaukee, for example, is on number 40 something. Wauwatosa is on number 6, or Franklin's on number 5. But for each of these, they are not continuing obligations or continuing votes. The way that it's structured is that there's a meeting of the JRB that is convened to review the project plan. Most of the authority of the project plan rests with the municipality, so it goes through their process. Then it gets brought back to the JRB for a final vote. There are five members on the JRB. There's a county appointee, a city appointee, a school board appointee, an METC appointee, and then an at-large member elected by those four. And what happens after that vote, the practice of most municipalities, but for the city of Milwaukee, is then to immediately dissolve the JRB, so it has no further voting in that process. The city of Milwaukee has what's called a standing committee, which means that they use the same JRB for each of the TID amendments, whereas another city might set up a separate JRB for each of the individual TIDs. And since my time here again, we've been asked to sit on three different JRBs, one in Franklin, one in Oak Creek, and one in the city of Milwaukee, all of which were, I believe, I'd have to double check, were amendments to existing plans. So as far as providing you information, all those meetings are public. There are minutes that are part of them, and I have no issue compiling this report to get it to you. And I hope it engages an active conversation. I appreciate Supervisor Weishon bringing it up because TIDs are a very important tool. Our role is much more limited than municipal partners that take the risk by actually bonding these. But we all should know what the process is and what's going on there. So similar to workforce development, I embrace this conversation.
How many of those TIDs did we guarantee? Because sometimes we do guarantee some of the TIDs.
So for the votes that I've been on, the county has not been asked for any financial participation whatsoever. Basically, the increment gets captured by the municipality. They go out and borrow money, and they use the increment to pay that loan off. The only one that I know of that I've even heard something about was much more before my time, when the county was actually involved in the transaction with Research Park, which is something I haven't quite figured out. But unless we're actually, you know, have a stake in the actual tax incremental district, and that any kind of that guarantee would have to come back to the full board for review. That's not something that I can bind the county to on a JRB. I just have a yes-no vote about whether the project plan is approved.
Okay.
Supervisor Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I mean, I have nothing against having a report done, but the reality is, you know, there's this five-member panel. They're going to make the decision, yes or no. We have one voice in it, and then it's in place, and, you know, you hope it's successful. The quicker it's successful, the quicker that the TIF gets closed out and revenue to the county and all the taxing authorities that we have. So, you know, I think when we talked about the Southridge issue, we started having some of this conversation about what was, you know, put into the TIF or how much was it, you know, was a government fund. So I think that at least knowing or at least having a history of what each TIF is or each new one moving forward and kind of when one's closing out, I think there's nothing wrong with that. But that's all I have to say on that.
Chairman and Supervisors, we are directly aware of the transportation issue, and we are working on language to give to our municipal partners for project plans going forward that ensure the ability to make sure that we have transit access for customers and residents of Milwaukee County into those. Of course, again, we are only one of five votes at this point. I haven't received any resistance on that concept from the municipalities we're working with, but going forward, we are very acutely aware of that issue. And an ability on the JRB when we are supporting a TID to make sure that that's preserved. So it's something we're working on. We don't have that language in place yet, but it's sort of in draft form at this point.
Any other comments or questions from supervisors? And actually, I'm happy that Supervisor Taylor brought that issue up with regard to Southridge because it has been suggested that the moving of the bus stop was part and parcel to the, quote, improvements to the mall. And I don't know how true that is or if you have any information on that.
Unfortunately, I do not have any information. That JRB vote and project plan was approved long before I was here.
Okay. And do you have a position with regard, does the administration have a position with regard to this resolution?
On Southridge?
No, on the Weishan resolution.
It's fine. There's on the administrative side of things, it's gathering a report. Hopefully it sparks a conversation. So it's something that we saw at agenda setting and otherwise, and it's fine with us.
Okay, so you have no objections.
No objections. Thank you for helping out with that language.
Right. All right. And just on the Busridge issue, County Executive has given his name to the coalition that was formed around the bus partnership. So I think his position is already pretty clear.
Yeah, and again, Corporation Council is heavily involved in that as well. We're just really trying to be proactive to make sure we don't run into this problem again.
And, you know, I mean, $16 million TID over at Southridge, and to have them move that bus stop, at the tremendous inconvenience of elderly and handicapped. This is something that we will continue to work on here, of course, but to think that might have been addressed at a TID is something, worth considering. So thank you. All right, so if there are no more issues or questions, I think we can call the vote on this. Supervisor Johnson, you moved approval, correct?
Yes. Adoption.
Move to adopt.
Moved approval, yep.
On the motion to adopt, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Excused.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Thank
you, Supervisor Weishan.
There are 6 ayes. The motion to adopt prevails.
All right, moving on to item 5. Madam Clerk, would you call item 5?